It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and as always, a great privilege to be able to meet with you by means of radio and share with you the wonderful message of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. God so loved you and gave His only begotten Son so that you and I might have everlasting life. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 8 today. That's Hebrews chapter 8. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by the Lathan Moore family. The name of the first song that they're going to sing for us is titled, God Exalted Him.
Thank you.
Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse number 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." This teaching here, based on the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love and the dedication behind this ministry, is described starting with verse number 6, "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." This was Christ's ministry to us when he came to this earth. Born of a woman made under the law, and this is the way that he would redeem those that were under the law, to die the death for us so that we could have everlasting life. Here we find in chapter 2, continuing in verse number 9, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Jesus gave himself to be the sacrifice for our sins. And because he made himself to be the sacrifice so that the love of the Father could be bestowed upon us, the Father hath also highly exalted him. And he has a name which is above every name. At the name of Jesus, when we call upon that name now, we can receive that wonderful salvation. But there will be a time that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords. Now, my friend, when we look at this passage of Scripture, we need to know that God wants us to call on the name of the Lord now, as Romans 10:13 says, and not wait till every knee shall bow at the great white throne judgment, proclaiming Jesus Christ to be Lord. For those there that will bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father are going to be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. But God would rather have you bow now and allow Jesus to be your Savior, calling upon him to save your soul. Now, my friend, if you've not received Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you would like to have someone share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation that God offers through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you the wonderful account of God's love through the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his blood to buy salvation for you. My phone number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to come to our services this morning at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered where you cannot come until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. You can also go to our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. And Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that can share with you what the Bible says about what you need to do in order to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, and also share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebens Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebens with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all of the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by the Lathan Moore family. The name of the second song is titled Covered by the Blood. An important point is made in the Bible concerning those that know the Lord as Savior compared to those in the Old Testament dealing with the Old Testament offerings. For you see, in the Old Testament, the blood of animals was shed in the tabernacle and in the temple that covered sins for 1 year. When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the blood covers us. But our sins, according to what John the Baptist said in John 1:29, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, and 1 John 1:7, where it says, The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. We are covered by the blood, but our sins are gone. In the Old Testament, the blood covered sins. In the New Testament, under the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are taken away, cleansed by His blood, and we are covered with the blood. But now that we're saved, what should we do with this salvation that has been given to us? Listen to this next song by the Lathan Moore family as they sing for us. Do you know my Jesus?
Rest from the burdens you bear.
Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? He came to this earth so that you might have everlasting life. It's the good news of the gospel. Jesus gave what is known as the Great Commission in Mark 16:15, and he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. The Old Testament prophesied of it. The New Testament proclaims it. And we, as we accept Christ as our Savior, should share it to a lost and dying world. It is one of the most important things we can do after salvation, to share receiving salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the only way that our friends and neighbors can be saved. Do you know my Jesus? Is an important question to ask, because if you live a life for the Lord, walking in fellowship, it will be natural to share what Jesus Christ did for you when he saved your soul. In Hebrews chapter number 8, we're going to continue what we have been speaking on in part of chapter 6, in all of chapter 7, going into chapter 8. I think one of the key verses of chapter number 7 is verse number 25, where the writer says, "Wherefore he," the Lord Jesus Christ, "is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." We're talking about the priest after the order of Melchizedek, the high priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ, different from the priesthood of Aaron and his sons, because Aaron was a man apt to sin, and the priests that were in his family were also apt to sin. We go to chapter number 8. He continues this explanation of why Jesus Christ is the superior high priest. "Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man." Here is a big difference between the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ after the order of Melchizedek and the priesthood of Aaron. The difference is Aaron and his sons were over the pattern of the real temple, which is in heaven. Notice here, verse number 3, "For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer." The question is, what is offered by the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing that Aaron and his family were ordered to be priests by the Lord? What does Jesus have to offer? Notice verse number 5, "who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see," saith he, "that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he," talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, "obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better principles." Now here's what the writer is saying. You have Aaron and the priests that are over a pattern after the true things that are in heaven, and offering up sacrifices that cannot make those that partake of them perfect. It can only cover sins for a year. So there is a need for a perfect covenant, a new covenant, a new testament. And even though God had ordained this of Moses so that men could come to the Lord and have their sins covered from year to year, it was not sufficient to take away sins. This is what the writer means in verse number 6. "But now hath he," Jesus, "obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is a mediator of a better covenant, which is established upon better promises. It's not the covering of sin, it is the taking away of sin. It's not the shedding of blood of an animal to cover sins, it's the Lord Jesus Christ laying down his life, shedding his blood on an old rugged cross to take away our sins. It's better. In the New Testament, we refer to it as the gift of everlasting life. Verse number 7 says, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for a second." When someone tells you, "Well, I'm working my way to heaven by the Ten Commandments," or if someone were to tell you, "I'm going to the temple so that I can have my sins covered for a year," if keeping of the law or the giving of sacrifices was sufficient, why would there be a need for a perfect sacrifice? And of course, this is supposed to be a rhetorical question because we can see where the priests were imperfect, their ministry was imperfect, the sacrifices were imperfect, and it was only to point to the coming of the Lamb of God who would take away the sin of the world. Verse number 8, "For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand and led them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord." Verse number 10, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." There's going to be a relationship in the New Testament that there was not in the Old Testament. There's going to be under the New Covenant a fellowship that was not available in the Old Covenant. The New Covenant, the Lord Jesus Christ, as he died and rose again and then went to the right hand of the throne of the Father to intercede for us, and then would leave a comforter, the Holy Spirit, that would indwell us, who would bring comfort to us and seal us, which was not something the Old Testament saint could take part in. Those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior have everlasting life because they have been made new creatures in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, the salvation that the Old Testament saints received through faith was salvation looking forward to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 11, "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more." Not just covered, taken away. This is the New Testament. And those alive today can participate in being part of that new covenant, that new testament. My friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you have the adoption into the family of God, something that was not mentioned in the Old Testament, that we could come to God and refer to him as Abba, Daddy, Abba, Father. Not only saved and sealed, but sanctified for his use. Are you living in the perfect will of God? Are you doing that that's pleasing to the one who saved you, the Lord Jesus Christ? And my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I ask why you would reject this perfect salvation that was bought for you with such a high price? Why would you reject the one who could take away your sins and give you everlasting life? My friend, confess you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to save you. Jesus has promised to save you. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The rest of salvation awaits for you. If you don't know him, receive him and know the joy of salvation that he offers through his own shed blood. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."